In the name of Jesus Christ, and we study Book of Revelation. Last section, we talk about millennium years, 千禧年. If you go to the bookstores and read the commentary of millennium years, there are many explanations. For example, they will tell you that before Jesus' first coming, there shall be a 1,000 year, a peaceful year. And then Jesus will come. This is called pre-millennium theory. Another millennium theory is that, you know, after Jesus come, Jesus shall build a peaceful earth, a peaceful world on earth for 1,000 years. This is called post-millennium years. But in the Bible, we studied this morning, millennium years, 千禧年, it started when Satan was locked up in bottomless pit, ended with Satan was released from bottomless pit. This is what we learned this morning. And you also learned that in this millennium years, you will reign, you will become king with Christ for 1,000 years. Huh? In this 1,000 years, you reign with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw a throne, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. He saw thrones, like, again, we explained that, you know, 24 elders have thrones, 4 living creatures have thrones. The Bible said, you shall judge the world. You shall even judge the angels. So you see thrones and members are sitting on them, right? Just like 24 elders and four living creatures, right? And I also saw souls of those who has been beheaded for their witnesses to Jesus and for the word of God. So you can see the two witnesses, even though they are the preachers, now preach in Babylon on earth, and later on, as if they are killed, but their body were resurrected in 3.5 days. So you also can see over here, they are their soul. Their soul are over here. And then you can be reading, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on the forehead or even on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So in the book of Revelation, you see the mark of the beast is 666, right? 6 is one number away from 7. 6 is imperfect number. So it's 3 sets of imperfect number. Now, in the last days, you want to earn money, you should do business in Babylon. Those people who do business in Babylon got to have mark. Mark over here, on your right hand. So you're allowed to make money in Babylon. And this is the mark of the beast. But you do not have this mark. You have a seal, that is Holy Spirit, on your forehead. So you live, You live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. This is called millennium year. Okay? Now, Adam and Eve eat it. When they eat the forbidden food, the Lord says that the day you eat it, you shall surely die, right? So when they eat it, did they die physically? No, they die spiritually, right? Therefore, they departed from the face of God. And about 900 years later, they die physically, right? Are you with me? So there are two deaths over here. Therefore, Jesus had two resurrections. When Jesus was crucified, at that night, he talked to the robbers. Tonight, he will be with me in the paradise, right? So he saw his spiritual life resurrected already, right? First life, right? Then Esau was in paradise. 3 days later, Esau come down to the body, and his whole body resurrected, right? So there are two kinds of resurrection, right? Are you with me? 两次死,两次生, because Adam died spiritually, then physically. Jesus got to be saved spiritually, then they died physically, right? To restore the original stage, right? Now, how about you? When you are baptized, you died, and you buried, and you resurrected with Jesus Christ, right? That is the first resurrection. Agree? So Jesus said, once you believe, you shall have eternal life, meaning that you will live forever, right? So when you die, you do not call you are dead, you are asleep, because you already resurrected in the water baptism, right? Are you with me? But when Jesus second come in, your soul will come down to unite with your body. The only difference between you and Jesus Christ is that Jesus only died 3 days and resurrect. His body is not corrupted. But when Jesus can come in, your soul shall come, and for some reason, Jesus is able to take one of your cell, DNA, and produce a body, and unite together, and your body was transformed like Jesus' body. You know what? Why do I say this? Nowadays, right, people are able to use one of your cell to clone. Right? If you can clone, you just use one cell to clone, don't you think Jesus has like a power to make you dust and become just like, you know, and become body, and then your soul come and you become a spiritual body like Jesus Christ, right? So when is your first resurrection? Water baptism time, right? Are you with me? When your second resurrection, your body was redeemed, that is when second coming of Jesus Christ, you shall meet Jesus in the air, right? Then you are going to have a spiritual body just like Jesus' body, right? So also twice, right? First resurrection and second resurrection. Now, if you have this kind of concept, can you read in the millennium concept? Chapter 20. Huh? So your soul is, since you got baptized, right? Your soul is shall never die because you resurrected when you are baptized. So read it already. Those souls, those witness souls, and those who do not worship the beast, those souls, they live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Huh? Now in Chinese it's what? They say, 他们都复活了,与基督一同作王. 其实英文没有都复活了, 英文只是说, 他们活着,与基督一同作王. Sorry, Chinese has some mistakes. I got to explain to them. So, over here, now, because after first baptism, you're already alive, and you will reign with God for 1,000 years. Because why? Satan was bound for 1,000 years, right? Hello? Okay, thank you. Now, verse 5. But the rest of the dead, those who do not receive water baptism are the rest of the dead, did not live again until the 1,000 years was finished. After 1,000 years was finished, Satan was released, right? Jesus is going to come. And those who do not believe in Jesus, they will also resurrect for punishment. Let's turn to John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 29. Sam, please read. 5:29. So they will be resurrected for condemnation, right? So after 1,000 years, they were also resurrected for a condemnation. Now, those who do not believe in Jesus Christ, the rest of the dead, they do not believe in Jesus Christ, never received water baptism, did not live again until 1,000 years was finished. And this is first resurrection. Chinese is better. Huh? Chinese says that you will reign with Christ in verse 4 for 1,000 years. And this is the first resurrection. When you got baptized, you are alive. This is the first resurrection. You will reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. But for the rest of the people who are dead, they never resurrect in the first time. They, after 1,000 years finish, of course, they were also resurrected for judgment, right? Please read verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who are part of the first resurrection. You are blessed because you receive water baptism. You are part for in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death have no power, and they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. There's no second death. Now, Gentile people, after they die physically, and they die eternally. When they die eternally, when they resurrect and die eternally, that is second death. But for you, there is no second death. Okay? Yeah? So you reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That is called millennial year. So TJC view of millennial year is that when baptism started, when the baptism started after John, first seal, when the white horse come out, TJC came out, right? We start to baptize people. That's why those kind of person already reign with Christ for 1,000 years, right? Hello? Ended where? When? When first trumpet blew. Which trumpet, huh? Is it first trumpet? Sixth trumpet. First trumpet, yes. First trumpet blow, ba-ba-ba, right? And what happened? Pardon is pit open. Satan came out. Millennium year ended. This is Bible's view of millennium year. Any question? Yes. Later on, they will. Later on, when Jesus' second coming, right, all will resurrect it, right? There's a gap between, because after, to me, after the Barton's Pit, Satan came out from Barton's Pit, right, become 42 months great tribulation. And then, the ball start to pour down, right? Then people will be received judgment at that time. Okay? So this is still short gap between the last judgment day. Oh. Okay, so I know this could be a little bit confusing to those who are just came here tonight, but we've been studying this for 12 hours, 11 hours already. Oh. So if you are confused, it's very normal, okay? Those who are just here for first day, if you are confused, it is very normal. Oh. Don't get frustrated. So thank God you are reign with God for 1,000 years, right? Oh, yes.
So does that mean that after the 1,000 years, like after the fifth trumpet, we're no longer reigning then? Because in verse 6, right, 20 verse 6, we reign with him 1,000 years. If you're saying that 1,000 years ends with the fifth trumpet, that means we're not reigning with him anymore when the sixth and seventh trumpet close. And that means
we are not reigning with him. It's harder. When, remember, at that time, Satan had much more power than nowadays. When Satan got released from bottomless pit, right, when you try to cast out Satan, it's not as easy as, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. It'll be harder. The Euphrates River already dried. Satan came in and killed many people at that time, even wiped away one-third of the believers, right? Harder. It's harder. Okay, thank you for your question. Now let's come back to first trumpet, a fifth trumpet. Chapter 9. Now when fifth trumpet blow, a star falling, he saw a star falling from heaven to the earth, and a key was given to him. So he did not have key originally. He has the key of the bottomless pit. So these falling stars, John saw falling stars. To me, it could be Satan, right? He saw the vision that Satan came down for. Like Jesus said, he saw that Satan came down from heaven like a lightning. But of course, he could see what occurs in the past. But no matter what, a key was given to him. Then the bottomless pit was open. Then when it's open, they got smoke. This smoke is different from the smoke in the temple. The smoke in the temple is the power and glory of God. The smoke over here is only to make 日头跟天空都昏暗, to make the sun and the sky become dark, make you not able to see direction, make people won't be able to see direction on earth. So, verse 3, locusts fly out from the smoke. Locusts did not come out from bottomless pit. He fly out from the smoke. When everything is not very clear, locusts came out. What is locusts first? Let's explain what is locusts. Verse 11. Let's read verse 11. Joseph, please read verse 11. Now, please read verse 10. So, the most lethal part of the locust is at their tail. Their tail are like scorpion, was able to hurt people for 5 months. And so we do not know what is locust, who did they present, but they say the tail was able to hurt people. What is the tail, actually? Please turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 13. Elliot, please read. Yeah. Fifteen. So who is the tail, Elliot? So the tails is the prophets who teach lies. So the tails is the false prophet. So Lachus's tail was able to hurt people. So Lachus, to me, is the false prophet. Okay? First prophet, who are they? Read. Go back to chapter 9, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Elliot, please read. Abaddon in Hebrew, Apollon in Greek, their meaning is total destroyer. Write it down. Destroyer. Total destroyer. So, the angel of the bottomless pit is the king of the locusts. The angels of the bottomless pit is the king of false prophet. Okay? So, who supported locusts? The angel from Barton's P, right? Hello? And the angel's name is Total Destroyer, right? He came out to destroy, no matter in Hebrew or in Greek, they came out to destroy the earth. That is the messengers, the angels of the Barton's P, no? So Lachus was supported by this king, the angels of Barton's P, right? Now, what can Lachus, this false prophet, hurt? Let's read verse 4. How can false prophet hurt? Who did they hurt? Verse 4. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green things or any trees, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their forehead. So remember, war, 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 right? Remember that? First trumpet, sixth trumpet, right? Seventh trumpet, war, war, war. War to those who are inhabitants of the earth. So those disaster only... These locusts, these prophets, this false prophet, right? Only lured, deceived, harmed those who do not have Holy Spirit on their whole head, forehead, they do not belong to God. They are not sealed by the law. They don't have spiritual wisdom. They cannot tell these are false prophets. So they got hurt, right? Chapter 9, verse 5. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like a torment of scorpion when it struck them. Huh? So they will be suffering for 5 months. By the way, it happened to be that. Darkest life cycle is 5 months. Just a knowledge. Maybe you want to know. Now, from verse 6 and 9, right, you can see these locusts, when the Bible describes them, they are all like something. They are all like something in the kingdom of God. Huh? Verse 6, in those days, men will seek, verse 7. The shape of the locusts are like horses prepared for battle. Horses, is that a very familiar term? Where do you see horses? In the seals and in trumpets, where? Do you see horses in first seal, second seal, third seal, right? Fourth seal, they're all horses, right? Guess what? Now, locusts are like horses, something that is in the realm of God, right? So they all like, if you read, they all like, not real, but they all like. Verse 7. On their heads were crowns of something like gold. Do you see the crown on the 24 elders? Yeah? Hello? Huh? That's 24 elders crowns. Yes or no? Okay, locusts also have something like crowns. Not crowns, but something like crowns, right? And their face are like the face of men. Do you see four living creatures have face like men? Hello? Okay, they also like, yeah? And 8, they had hair like woman's hair. Their teeth was like lion's teeth, right? 4 living creatures, also one of them is lion, but here is like lion. 9, they had a bracelet like bracelets of iron, and the sound of their wings are like the sound of chariots and many horses running into battle. Remember in front of throne, there are many great sounds, right? There are thunder, lightning, and sounds, right? How about locusts? Do they have sounds? So let me tell you, again, false prophets, they are all copycats. Copy everything from the true kingdom of God. Okay? And try to lure people to follow them, especially those people on earth to follow them. Let me give you an example. I don't know if it's proper, but there are many false prophets. False religion out there really tormented many, many people. Like, for example, there are satanic church, right? You heard this kind of church? Some young men came out, they worship Satan, right? And they will go to campus and lure people to join them. And when you join them, suddenly you are not able to contact your family member. Or once in a while, I read news like this. False prophet lure those who do not have Holy Spirit. Like I read several years ago, also in the news, right? There was a religion, no? Their own doctrine for salvation is sex. Really, they train a lot of girls, right? Go to the West Hollywood, or East Hollywood. They go out, preach this doctrine. Sex is the way for salvation. And you know what? They live a very, very, very immoral life, even when they were young, right? So I read this article. This is a documentary. A guy, when he was about 20-something, he cannot take it anymore. So he took a gun and go drive from Arizona back to maybe Oregon or somewhere, shoot his mother, and he didn't shoot many of his family members. Why? Because when he was little kids, right, because of their religion, his mother and his father make him to do a lot of early ugly things, sexual immoral things, with mother, with uncle, with many strangers, right? And not only that, they film that, right? And so a lot of false prophets in this generation always come out, lure many people who do not have Holy Spirit. And the angels of bottomless pit are the kings, huh? And they are copycat of the kingdom of God. Now, in the kingdom of God, they are mighty sons, right? Did we say that Jesus also speaks in tongue? Huh? You hear this, the testimony, right? I share with you in Ghana, a brother saw Jesus Christ in the vision, and he speak a language he didn't understand. And when he come to 2G the church, hey, you guys speak a language of Jesus Christ. He realized that Jesus Christ speaking tongue too. It's like in front of throne, it's voice, it's thunder, it's lightning, oh, great power. But guess what? Satan nowadays also imitated kingdom of God by speaking in tongues. Right? And maybe I share this with you. Once upon a time, we have a truth seeker from Bowen Park Church called to Hillsboro. At that time, she was a truth seeker. She got baptized later on. She has some weird experiences in the past because she's a loving lady, right? One day, she was doing a dang chiu chen. How do you say dang chiu chen? A swing. When you swing the back and do like this, she saw a ghost without head. And that time was 11, 12 years old, with 11, 12 year o'clock. And she talked to the ghost. She's a very kind lady, oh. She talked to the ghost, please don't hurt my friends. You can follow me. Come to me. Don't hurt my friends. From that moment on, that later on become a sister, right? At that time, true seeker. At that time, any ordinary people. Like, see, when she sleep, right, her feet never feel warm until she got baptized. But before she got baptized, right, she come to NYTS, I think in Hillsboro. Hillsboro? Pacifica? I don't remember. Anyway, one of the NYTS, right? She was sitting down in the bed. Guess what? When you're sitting down, right, I think I shared this with you. Satan also make her speak in tongue. When you're sitting down over there, speak in tongue. And you speak in tongue like 5 miles per hour, right? She can speak 15 miles per hour. So fast. And you know, she said, Pastor, it's not me. And I did not speak in tongue. Use my tongue. It's 小舌头. Some tongue at the back. 小舌头啊. The tongue at the back. It's Satan, you know. So nowadays, right, you can see false prophet, they are copycats. Everything you read over here, they keep copying the true entity of the kingdom of God. Oh. So many people will be lured away. So yes, to receive Holy Spirit, you got to speak in tongue. But you know what? Guess what? Speaking in tongue is not necessary proof that you have Holy Spirit. Sorry to say that. I still remember my first missionary trip to India, right? Because the church over there was influenced by Pentecostal church over there. So some people can speak in tongue also. So three of us, preacher, right, went to a local church, and people are praying. And a senior preacher told me that person did not have true Holy Spirit. But I just graduated from TTP, right? I have no experiences. I said, in my heart, I said, I don't believe you. But of course, I did not say out loud, right? So I go there, try to lay hand on that person. He's still speaking tongue, oh. But I try to lay hand. He was like, no, no. Like, it's just being done, but his hand was raising up and just try to avoid me, huh? Scary, maybe? Avoided me. Then I realized that it is not the same spirit. And we have some members in 2G Church. Before they come to TCC, they can speak a kinds of tongues, oh. They can speak in tongues too, oh. But after they get baptized in TCC, their tongue also changed. And they testify that when they get up from water baptism, as if there's a veil came out from their body. That's amazing. Just let you know that, yes, speaking in tongue is a proof of Holy Spirit. But speaking in tongue is not necessarily proof, meaning that you have Holy Spirit, okay? But you are all okay, because you are in TCC. Your spirit is very, your tongue is very pure and genuine. I'm talking about other place, false prophet signs, okay? So don't worry. Okay, so this is locusts. Their power is their tails. Tails are the one who prophesy falsely, and their kin are the angels from the bottomless pit. And his name is called Totally Destroyer. Now, sixth trumpet, when it was blown, actually you can see the four messengers of the Euphrates River was released. What does it mean? You studied so long already. What does it mean by four messengers, Euphrates River has been released? Anybody? Albert? What does it mean? Chapter 9, verse 16, and 13 and 14. You still do not know? Euphrates River did not dry at this point in time. Did it dry yet? Now it's a sex ball, right? Sex trumpet only released the four messengers, right? They were bounded by Euphrates River. What is Euphrates River? Anybody remember? Euphrates River is boundary, right? It's a protection, right? Right? Hello? So you remain in the promised land in true Jesus' church. Satan will not hurt you. When bottomless pit already opened, right? The four messengers also got released. He's ready to attack you and ready to raise war on earth. At that time, many trouble will also come on earth. Remember, sixth trumpet is war to the people on earth. So not only Heavenly King, he will come into Naos, come into the temple, come into the church to get you, also raise war on earth. So from verse 15 to verse 20, describe the wars, I believe. Describe the wars on earth. I don't think we should read it because too long. Let's read. But you study carefully, you can see all those kind of weapons could be like fire, could be like smoke, could be like sulfur, right? Fire? Smoke? Is it chemical weapon? I don't know. Sulfur, powerful material that can even burn the steel, right? So 18, they are going to kill one third of people, yeah? And the horse, these tools, its power, verse 19, is on the mouth and the tails. I think all the weapons nowadays, technology weapons, all their powers are at the head or at the tail, isn't it? But guess what? After all this chaotic situation on earth, what happened? Verse 20. Now, Albert, please read. Okay. So even though there are a lot of chaotic occurs, there are many... wars occur. Can you imagine? I don't know. Maybe Middle East, maybe Al Qaeda, maybe the land of Israel, maybe USA and Russian. I don't know. The Bible simply tells us that when they are released, they can cause a lot of cause wars and kill one third of human beings. This is sex trumpets. Now, chapter 10 is a break. I think we share about it already. It's a mighty angels with a little scrolls. We talk about it already. We are not going to repeat it now. Let's talk about chapter 11. Chapter 11 now. Here we talk about 42 months. Chapter 1, we mentioned that in those days, you can only have salvation in Naos. When you cook in where? Chicken. Kitchen. When you cook in kitchen, when you're taking care of the cars in the yards, you are going to be in trouble. Because Naos, only mention Naos, so chapter 15, verse 1. You got to come into the temple. Kyle, please read. 11, verse 1. What did I say? 15 verse 1. 11 verse 1.
And there was given me a reed by the rock, and the angels could
Verse 2. So, brother, if the last days you do not come into the Naos, do not come into the temple of God, you will stay in outer court, you will die, because the outer court already 沦陷了, already given to the Gentile to step on, so we should be very careful. Verse 3, talk about two witnesses continue, went out to prophesy, to give warning. Verse 3, Chaos. We mentioned that 42 months equal to 1,260 days, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Equal to 3.5 years, right? So you this morning you realized that woman was in Naos, got protected for 42 months also, right? So people are running. When the oracle was given away, people are running into Naos and will be protected over there for 42 months. But at the same time, in the outer court, you can see the two witnesses continue preaching, not preaching, keep warning. Tell people what we're going on. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is there. It's going to happen. The bowl is going to pour down. But because the message is only inside, the little scroll is only inside the stomach of John, only inside the worker of God, nobody like to believe in it. So verse 4, continue reading, Kyle. Verse 5. So these two witnesses have power like Elijah, right? Remember Elijah was scared about the people, so he sit on the top of a mountain, and the king sent 50 people to come to Elijah, right? And they say, Elijah, king wants you to come down, right? What did he say? Prophet of God, 神人, man of God. Come down, right? And what did Elijah say? If I am the man of God, may the fire come down and burn you up, right? Guess what happened? They're all amazing. Fire came down and they all got burned, right? So these two witnesses have the similar power. These two witnesses was these two olive tree. If you read the Old Testament time, there are two olive tree. One is Joshua, the other is Zerubbabel. Well, you got to read in the Old Testament. We don't have time for this. But anyway, these are two workers of God. And there are also two lampstands. Lampstands refer to two churches. They are all prefigure of those who preach the gospels, right? So their power. Verse 6, continue. Continue. So these two witnesses, not only they have power of Elijah was able to shut the heaven for 3.5 years so that there was no rain for 42 months, right? Hello? Right? For 3.5 years, right? Is that right? Oh, so amazing, huh? Over here, they also preach 42 months. Keep warning, prophesy, for 42 months. Now, after they finish testimony, verse 7, Kyle's. Wow. So later on, for 3.5 days before Jesus coming, you cannot find churches. There's nobody preaching on earth anymore. Die in the city of Babylon. Who persecuted them to die? Who, of course, the beast killed them, right? But here you talk about who is the three major power that persecuted Christian. Verse 8. Great city is Babylon, right? Continue. The city, according to? Okay. So they were died in the Babylon. And in spiritual meaning, this place is also called Sodom, Egypt, and where? Golgotha. Right? Are you with me? Hello? Now, who persecuted Christians at the last days? Three types of people. Sodom. What kind of persecution does Sodom will give you? Sodom is a homosexual city, right? Immoral city, right? Now, in the last day, if you say homo is wrong, it's a sin, homosexual is sin, people persecuted you, kill you. Kill you. Hate you. Make you give, lock you up. Maybe in the future, gun you down, right? I don't know. Maybe not. But just like they were killed by the beast. So persecution in the last day is moral persecution. When you go to school, people laugh at you. Ah, you are still a virgin? They laugh at you because you are a virgin, right? People persecute you because of this. Now, the same thing. Oh, two witnesses die, and this city, according to spirituality, at that time, so many persecution, one of them is moral persecution. Another one is what? Egypt. What is Egypt? Egypt is the one who disallowed Jewish people went out of Egypt, right? Political party, right? So, a political beast will persecute you. We mentioned it already. This beast is from the ocean, right? Hello? So, maybe Al-Qaeda, maybe mainland China, maybe communist. They will stop you from worshiping the Lord, right? I don't know. Maybe in the last day, some political party powerful than communist disallow religion worshiping. Another one is what? Where Jesus got crucified. Where is it? Golgotha. Who persecuted Jesus? Huh? Who? Jew. Judaism was the major stream church in that day, right? So can you imagine that in the last days, who will persecute you? Major stream church. What do you think? Now, when you look on internet, people will call TJC is a cult. Do you see that? Huh? People already like laugh at you, persecuted you, do not associate you with the major stream church. Like Jesus Christ, they will call Nazareth, how do you say this in English? Nazarite party. Nazarene sect. Thank you. Nazarene sect, right? They are a small group of people. They were persecuted by major stream church. Nowadays, like, how many of you know there's a Chinese newspaper called 世界日报? You are Chinese, for sure. Like 世界日报, right? Chinese newspaper, right? They do not allow our church to put the same ads with the major stream church. They think we are different from them. So in the last day, the city that killed the two witnesses that persecuted the church are from who? From moral. People think you guys are not real. You guys still keep your virginity when you are 20 years old. What do you guys? You guys are not real, right? You guys are sick, right? You guys are cowarded, right? You guys are, what else do you call you? Gay. Okay. Now they laugh at you like this is Sodom's. And of course, major stream church, they don't like us. They think we are a very strange church. They market us. Like when we were like decades ago, right? Decades ago, really. When TJC started not long ago in Taiwan, I was young at that time. Do you know how the people call us? They call us Nazareth Church. Why they call us Nazareth Church? Because we are all very poor. Remember the story of rich man and Nazareth? They call us Nazareth Church because the majority of believers are blue color? Color, whatever. Like many of us believe in Jesus because we are many of demon possessed got healed. Many people are insane got cured. Many of us are farmers, are socially lower status. You are Nazareth Church. At that time, we already talk about world evangelism, 世界宣道, right? They are saying that it's impossible. How can your church, you don't have manpower, you don't have financial resources, how can you do worldly evangelism? But guess what? Who knows? 30, 40 years later, you can find TJC anywhere. And do you know who bring TJC anywhere? Do you know who bring this gospel everywhere? Hukkanese. Any Hukkanese over here? Yes. All the Hukkanese, huh? You know what? It's amazing. Huh? Hukkan province in mainland China have the most TJC member, huh? For some reason. And it happened that Hukkanese in current generation are the people who like to travel all over the world. I don't know why. God's plan. So through their, you know, go over to the whole world, our gospel follow them. That's amazing. God really is amazing way for the church. You never know. So, three types of persecution in the last days. But at that time, for 3.5 days, really, there's nobody preaching. No church in the street. Can you imagine just like communist, early days of communist, when they take over China, there's no temple, there's no church, there's no religions. I think in the last day, it will be just like that, no? For 3-5 days. Huh? Verse 9, Kyle. Ten. Yeah, because they do not believe in Jesus Christ, and these two prophets, like Elijah, give them all kind of trouble, and that's why the people on earth do not like them, right? But guess what? Verse 11, no? They was breathe came into them, and they stand up, and all are scared. This is like last trumpet blow, I believe, huh? So they resurrected, huh? Verse 12, these two prophets heard a loud voice, told them, come up here. So they meet in the sky, right? Even the angels saw them. And at that time, many people know the law is true law, right? They repent at this point of time. Verse 13, Kyle, please read. Personally, I believe, at this point of time, personally, Jewish people, the remnant of Jewish people also believe in Jesus at this point of time. Oh. Anyway, you can choose to disagree, huh? But because the Bible says, very last days, all the Jews, the remnant of Jews, because they see all the wonderful stuff, even like all the wonderful situation, and they will all believe in Jesus. Oh. This is chapter 11. I think 15 and on, we also study it. Verse 14, continue. Chikayo. So remember, woe to the people who live on earth. Then woe come one by one. Tell you what, the war is very terrible. The time is passed so slowly. When you're in suffering, right? When you're in suffering, 1 second is like a very long, right? So whoa. It's so painful, as if they got to count it one by one. First war, just pass. But second war will come. Second war pass. But the third war will come. Just like that. That kind of feeling, right? So in the last days, it's going to be a very painful period to those people still alive. But for the sake of the believers, the days will be shortened. When the seven trumpets blow, the kingdom of... Nah, let's change to another one. Edwin, please read. 15. So it is done. When it is done, right? Salvation has been fulfilled. The earth is accomplished. The kingdom of the earth become God's kingdom. Like this earth, right, which was imperfect before, now become perfect. Really, the church that is in heavenly kingdom, oh, that perfect church came down. So the earth kingdom become God's kingdom. Now the church at that time, you do not find anyone that still in the house. Outside already died. Those who die already die. And inside, because everybody goes through great persecution, and they come into the Naos, come into the temple of God, everybody become perfect, and the earthly kingdom become God's kingdom. At that time, those who die already die. So they are praising. They are praising. Verse 16, 24 elders bow down. They keep praising, right? And at that time, because outside, they are still many, many troubles. So the anger of Gentile is there. Your anger is also come because you will judge. Verse 18. Edwin, please read. Verse 18. So the judgment day shall be there. Outside, there are great troubles. Gentile was angry. There are great, a lot of wars occurs over there, and a lot of persecution in out court of the temple, and inside is perfect, and the judgment day is coming. Oh, let's talk about the judgment day since our time is up. Let's jump to judgment day. Like we talk about millennium years, right? Let's finish the millennium years. Like chapter 20, verse 7. Chapter 20, verse 7. Anthony. Louder, huh?
Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
Verse 8.
And will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. Gog and Magog, gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea.
Verse 9. So when Satan was released in fifth trumpet, right? Is that right? He started to deceive. He started to invade the outcourt. Started to tremble. All are still cooking in the kitchen. And they will gather many people to invade the temple of God. Surrounding the temple of God, beloved city, is ill, right? But again, we also say this is spiritual level. But earthly level, you can imagine that there are great world war, maybe last world war, maybe the third world war also occurs over there. To me, it's two level, right? Oh. But because of you, because the beloved, God will shorten the great tribulation. God will shorten the time, so fires came down, burn those who attacked you. Beloved city and saint of God, of course, is the temple, right? It's us, right? And verse 10, Anthony. So Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire. And where is the beast and false prophet? So who throw into the lake of fire first? Beast and false prophet or Satan? Beast and false prophet, right? Hello? There's a sequence, right? Beast, false prophet, and then Satan. So number one is beast. Number one is false prophet. Number three is Satan. Number four, what is number four? Verse 14, Anthony. Number four is what? Death and Hades. So guess what? After the judgment day, no more death, no more Hades. Where's Hades? Where's Hades for? when people die and they do not go to paradise, where did they go? Haiti. Haiti, right? Haiti first, right? They die in Haiti, right? Hello? Yeah. No more Haiti, huh? Haiti also threw into the lake of fire, because after judgment day, those who disbelieve will be thrown into the lake of fire, including Haiti and death. No more death. No more Haiti. Haiti and death, along with Satan and beast and false prophet, they all went into the lake of fire for eternal burning. Now, that is after the judgment, right? Now, Haiti and death is after judgment. Let's talk about the judgment. Verse 11, Anthony. Great white throne. Originally, this throne is what kind of color? Huh? Rainbow throne, right? Which chapter is that? Chapter 5. So, brethren, now you came to the church, the throne is still surrounding by rainbow. It's still mercy seat, huh? You should come to the mercy seat. But till this time, it become a great white throne, a judgment throne. Now, continue. Wow, heaven and earth, no more. All the material world is like a cloth rolled up. All the stars fall down like fig trees in the great winds. Huh? The sun become dark. The moon is as blood as a thick cloth. Everything is gone, right? Verse 12. Books, how many books? One books or many books? Plural or singular? Anthony? Plural. So even though Gentile people, right, they do not believe in God, their deeds are recorded in books, not book of life, or books, many books. Now, continue. Okay. When is your name got recorded in book of life? When you got life, right? When did you get life? Baptized. You resurrected the first time. When you got baptized, you have life, then your name will be put in book of life. Book of life is singular or plural? One book of life, huh? Not too many people can save. Like, one book is enough. Like, continue. Okay, so brethren, huh? Even though your name is recorded in the book of life, it still will be judged. It is depends on, after the judgment, it depends on, oh, Anthony can receive 5 cities. And he's maybe a church keeper, he received 10 cities, right? I mean, different reward, right? After judgment, you have different rewards. Some people is as glory as the sun, some people is as glory as moon, some people is as glory, have the glory like stars. Everybody have different glory. So that's why you should serve the Lord. Work hard. Go to NYTS, be equipped, go back home and serve the Lord. Therefore, you have great reward, right? Because God will judge everyone according to his deeds, including Gentile people. Their name are written in books. So after the judgment, they all go to lake of fire, but the degree also different, right? Some people die when they are baby, right? But they don't have chance to receive water baptism. Their punishment is minimum, right? Some people like Pharisees, they are qintun guahu de caican. They are devour the property of the widows. They are took away, you know, they are bad person. So Jesus said, those person will deserve more punishment. So even though they are unbeliever, they are Gentile, still their deeds is in the, so everything is very fair lah. No, really. The Bible say, everything you say, every conduct you do will be exposed in the last day. Sometimes I imagine what would be like, you know. Can you imagine what would it be like? I think it is like when some brother and sister, when they are praying, right, they start to see vision, right? And the vision was like movie. All the past is like movie. One, pa, 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 pa. Something they already forget long time ago. Suddenly, I did not do that. Did I do that? Did I do that? Yes, I did that. Now I remember, right? In the last day, it's like that. You do something that is very shameful. You already forget about it, but the Lord will show you. See, you do this. But okay, I already erase you. I already forgive you. Next one. Okay, I forgive you. This one. So you are okay, but you are naturally okay. But you're still safe, right? So you receive one city. You receive a little glory. movie, huh? Every word will be, every conduct will be manifested. So the Bible says, everyone will be judged according to his deeds. Turn to Romans chapter 2. It's very fair, huh? God is always fair. Now, but we are lucky, right? Because we have salvation, because we believe in Jesus Christ. Chapter 2, verse 6, Anthony. So he will reward everyone according to his deeds. Verse 7. Eight. So the key word is that he will reward you according to your own deeds, right? Now, so we finish judgment. Judgment. Now, this is a judgment. Chapter 20, huh? Oh, chapter 20, there are something we did not read. Chapter 20, let's read verse 13. Continue reading. So the sea will, no matter where you die, it's going to give up the death. Even the Hades will give up his death. So no more need, you don't need Hades and death. They are thrown into a lake of fire. Verse 15. Period. Anybody who do not receive water baptism, their destination, no matter if you are a baby or not, anybody who do not receive water baptism, their name is not recorded in the book of life. No matter you are a little infant or not, your destination is the lake of fire. Right? Oh. Time is up. So this is book of Revelation. I hope you got a better picture of these books. If you are still confused, it is perfectly normal. If you didn't learn something, you shall give thanks to God. Let's pray in silence. Amen.